Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, with all the talk of the budget yesterday, we didn't get the opportunity to celebrate World Coffee Day, and I couldn't let the week pass without talking about one of my favourite pastimes. James McCormack, CEO of the Dublin Barista School, is with me on the show today. James, are we a nation of coffee lovers?
Oh, absolutely, and it's certainly something to be celebrated. It's what we do every day in Dublin Barista School. We're celebrating coffee in various different forms. So yesterday was a great day.
Do we know what we're talking about, though? I don't mean you, but the rest of us.
Well, I think it's probably because it's such a consumed beverage, it's probably not something that we actually talk about in general, about the fascinating journey coffee goes on. And the celebration itself is really about, you know, the 2,000 man hours that it goes into taking to make a single cup of coffee, which is astounding when you think about it, because coffee is a tropical fruit. It grows in the tropics, so from anywhere from Hawaii to Central South America, all through Central Africa and throughout Southeast Asia. So it's got a phenomenal reach around the world in terms of where it's grown. Mm. And because coffee is a fruit, it has to be literally picked off a tree. And so everywhere from the coffee farmer to the coffee picker, when the coffee cherries are ripe and ready, to how the coffee is processed, to it being then sent to the coffee roasters who will roast it first, and then it ends up with the baristas who are going to be serving you your final cup of coffee over your shop counter. So it goes on a massive journey and a fascinating journey at that.
For you, James, what makes a good coffee?
Well, I've been teaching coffee for about 15 years now, so I've been down through every rabbit hole possible. And for me, coffee just comes down to it's a ritual in most of our lives. So it's just finding my favorite cup of coffee from my favorite part of the world at a specific time of the year. So like, I love Ethiopian coffees. I love South American coffees, like Guatemalan would be some of my favorite. And I just need to be brewing that to really do justice to the people who've put those 2,000 hours in. So I take my coffee quite seriously, as you could probably imagine. And so anytime I drink a cup of coffee, I just want to get the best flavours out of it, whether it be a citrus or lemon flavour from my Ethiopian coffee, or the tropical fruit flavour from a Guatemalan coffee, or if a Brazilian coffee, for example, with a very chocolatey, nutty flavour profile. So I just want to get those flavours into my cup and just enjoy it and savour. That's ultimately what I'm doing, and that's kind of what we teach as well. So we're teaching aspiring baristas to get their first jobs in the industry. And I think to be a barista, and whether you're an at-home barista or working in the hospitality industry, you have to have a love and a passion for it, and that's kind of what we're trying to impart.
Heather Leeson is a registered nutritional therapist with Glenville Nutrition. Are you a coffee snob, Heather?
Well, I'm a coffee fan. I don't know about a coffee snob.
Yeah, I don't think I am either. Like, you know, but I know what I don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate what's been said about, you know, quality coffee. Yeah, it definitely does make a difference, even in terms of the nutritional aspect.
Well, I was thinking about this, right? So when I used to work the early shift here and was presenting breakfast briefing a couple of years ago, Heather, like, by 10 o'clock in the morning, I could have had 7 or 8 cups of coffee. And I realised, I was like, this can't be good for me. So now I have it cut back to 2. I don't let myself have any more than 2 coffees before about 3 o'clock in the day. And I try not to, maybe unless I was meeting somebody, I would try not to have any more after that. So I did scale it back. But like, surely that can't have been good.
No, I think that probably was a little bit too much. Now, how much anybody needs is going to be very variable, depending on a whole load of different things. And the effects, the negative effects of caffeine are going to be massively variable as well. Now, there's loads of positive health effects. First of all, before anyone thinks I'm coming, you know, and down on coffee, it does help energy and alertness 100%. And it's a berry. So it does have loads of antioxidants. They protect our cells from damage. And, you know, in a Western diet, countries like America, and probably not dissimilar here, it's a major source of antioxidants from our diet. Although, you know, we can boost those by just eating more veg and fruit. And we know from tons and tons of research that it helps with a variety of health issues, from reducing risk of stroke, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even some forms of cancer. So there are really good positives to drinking coffee. But because it's a stimulant, there's also some cons, if you like. We know it's bad for sleep. So that's why you're stopping earlier in the day, right?
Oh, completely.
Yeah. So you might, you know, people will say, no, 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 I can have a cup of coffee on my way to bed. It doesn't affect my sleep. It affects quality if it's not affecting quantity. And it stays in our system a long time. So it's in our system for 10 hours. And even, you know, 6 hours after you've had a cup of coffee, half of it is still in our system, half of that caffeine, which is the stimulant effect. So if you have a cup of coffee at 4 in the afternoon to give yourself a bit of a boost, then it's the same as sort of heading to bed at 10 o'clock with half a cup of coffee. So most of us, you know, and if you're not a great sleeper or if you're very sensitive to caffeine, less is more.
Less is more. How many do you have a max on what you think we should have in the day?
It depends. It's 400 milligrams of caffeine is the recommended amount. And that depends on what type, where you buy it, how big your cup is, etc. Yeah. I'd say 2 to 4 cups, probably erring on the 2 for most of us. But, you know, if you've got, for example, gut issues, anyone with gut issues we see in clinic, especially if they've got looser issues with their gut, it's a laxative, right? And it stimulates gastric acid secretion. So if you've got reflux, often having coffee, caffeine, is going to make that worse. So there you might want to have even less. And if you're somebody who feels jittery with coffee, then you shouldn't probably have very much at all.
At all. Okay. Do you have a favorite coffee finally, James?
Yeah, I actually drink medicinal mushroom coffee every day to counteract the effects of caffeine, as Heather was saying.
Right.
The medicinal mushrooms slow the absorption of caffeine into your bloodstream. So I have a brand called Oil, and we blend mushrooms in with our coffee.
What about you, Heather?
Yeah, I like the medicinal mushrooms as well. I just like, a simple coffee, because if you're having, you know, your caramel latte with syrups and sugars, you might be getting 400
calories.
That's
a dessert.
That's not a coffee.
Yeah, that's something totally different. The Shack on Marble Hill Beach in Dunfanaghy in Donegal says this texter. Somebody else suggesting the Driftwood and Finglas as their highlight. The best coffee in Ireland. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. That's James McCormack, CEO of the Dublin Barista School, and Heather Leeson from Glenville Nutrition.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.